Paul, what can you tell us today about Andrei Pavlik?
We're hoping we can rehab this in a week. So it's going to, things have to go right kind of at each stage of this week, but we're hoping it'll be about a week.
How about Ben Chiarot?
Benny looked like he got through today really well. We'll give him, he's been cleared for contact, full contact for a few days. He's gone through that. We'll always push it to the last minute to make sure he wakes up tomorrow and feel fresh, but he could be a player for us tomorrow.
Four and zero against these darn Blackhawks. How do you, you know, theories?
Yeah, a couple. I think we've moved more to their style of game over the last 3 years, and so we think we can, for the most part, skate with them. And then we bring a really healthy respect for their talent level to the game, and we play as fast as we can. We move the puck as quickly as we can. We know if you're off by a half step with their team. That they're going to get, and even in all of these games, you go back and you put your chances, foreign chances against. I think our game, our third game in there, was probably our best game against them, where we were really strong, didn't give up as much. But they get a quality of offense against every team that you need some saves. That they're going to get some chances, and if they get hot on a night, you can play just as well in either the previous four and not go your way. So. Start with a real healthy respect for, and but we do match in terms of style of game.
Of course, the dark flip side to that real healthy respect for them is that you somehow don't muster it for everyone.
Yeah, I think we've been able to do that. Like, I think it's a genuine respect, right? We don't have to find it when we come to the rink, and we're felt in the first, you go back the first 10 minutes, maybe even the first period, the first 10 minutes of our last game. They had enough of us beating them three in a row, and they came hard and put every puck at the net from all angles. So they are now, I would think, looking at this game not just as one of 82 for a real powerful team that doesn't have any playoff concerns. This one will be on their list of things they need to fix.
Paul, what went into the Buff-Toby combo? What was your thought process there?
Well, the switch isn't that unusual in that the players that changed are similar, right? Enstrom and Morrissey have do a lot of things very similar. And we really liked the way Jake was playing, and we liked the way Mo was playing. So the two young defensemen were playing very, very well, so we just kept leaving it. But we'd always kicked around the idea. We know that Buff and Toby have played very well together. We liked the way the two kids, that was a known. We've liked the way Buff and Toby played together, that was a known. But we've talked about it for a while, about it's kind of the second power play unit concept. I'm going to get in trouble for saying that. The other power play unit concept. You put five young guys on the ice together. Brian maybe not quite that young, but they're just playing, right? They're not trying to find a veteran. They're not trying to play off a veteran. You can put two young guys together. I thought that Josh Morrissey, who's played exceptionally well, was really good when he played with Jake. So there's something to a couple of guys going out, young guys. And if they could build a chemistry, then you'd be hopeful that they'd be good together for a while.
Do you think Toby has altered his game any in the last 2-3 months?
As a reaction to the partner or?
Partner and or speed of the league?
No, I mean, he would have started with Tyler, and that's a change. So he and Jake together were new together, so there was a bit of a change there. I don't feel he's changed his game a whole lot.
And not having Tyler, well, I think, you know, your top five has only been together for probably a period total this season. Is that a very, how much does that bother you?
It's going to bother me a lot more at the end of the season, hopefully in June. But injuries happen, so the head coach can't tell you how much we miss a guy because he's not playing for us tomorrow night. We miss him.
Just one last thing.
He's a heck of a player.
I wanted to ask about the goalie equipment questions coming up. to some people it's just psychological, that if they think that the pants are smaller, that means they have more to shoot at.
Right.
Your goalies don't seem to be troubled by the issue at right. all. Do you think it's a factor in opening up scoring chances or scoring at all?
I'm going to have to say I don't know is the right answer. I mean, we laugh all the time in the coaches' room when we got the hockey stations on and they show a flashback and there's a guy out there whose pads are just above his knees and he's barely wearing anything. How these guys didn't score 90 a season, right? The difference. I don't notice from the bench. I think it's been gradual. I remember in the local Trevor Kidd, I had him in Carolina briefly. At the same time, we had Kirk McLean. So we just traded for Kirk McLean. And I never forget standing on the ice in the first practice, looking at the one guy in one end and looking at Trevor, who was in full robo gear at that point, right? That was at the peak of it. He had the bars across. He looked like he was wearing a mattress, honest to God. Sand to my equipment guy. We got to get that guy's equipment. Like, it was, you know, Kurt still had the thin pads and tiny pants. Overall, it's got to make a huge difference. I wish you could have seen the difference of the two guys on the ice at the same time. Now, I don't know that they were scoring anymore going down the ice on Kirk McLean than we were on Trevor, but the visual was just shocking. So there's a huge difference, a gradual growth of their equipment, and now we've got to, I guess, gradually get it back to something that we all understand.
What kind of differences have you seen from Hellebuck since he had that extra time to work on his game?
His stance a little different in the net, a little more aggressive, a little more confident, and looks a little fresher, right? He looks mentally like he's sharp, he's really moving in that. He's starting to, you know, he's back barking at guys in practice. That's not the right word, but chirping might be. And that's always, you know, a sign of a confident guy. He looks a little refreshed and probably a little bit hungry.
And how much has the change of your defensive pairings had to do with, you know, helping out your goalies more?
Oh, with none. No, that there wasn't a glaring, in those four men, there wasn't a glaring hole that we're trying to cover one guy off of the other. We moved two players that are really similar. It's just for, sometimes a change is important just to spark guys. So Toby and Buff, who are good friends in the locker room and enjoy each other's company, they get back together. Dustin, from day one, liked playing with Josh and wanted to play with Josh, and it's really been a good thing for Josh, right? Guys won't get to the net quite as hard when Dustin's on the ice. It's just a fact. And certainly after the whistle, very few people have conversations with his partner, right? So there's a little safety valve. Josh, I don't think, needs that anymore. And I really liked, you know, the kind of, I don't know if looseness is the right word, and maybe it's just my own perception of it, but he looked really good after the change. So it was something that we wanted to see, but we wanted to make sure that we didn't take away from Josh or Jake's good things that they were doing, because both those guys have played really well this year.
Just kind of going back to when Andre came off the ice, were you surprised when he kind of pulled himself, or had you seen something?
No, I didn't see the problem on the incident. He didn't feel it, but as the game, you know, a few minutes go by, it starts to stiffen up a little bit. It's a veteran call. I would prefer our goalies got out right away on any of those, because if they're not, if they're at all focused on any part of their body, they're not going to be as good as they need to be. So I'm glad he did, because those things can just go south on you real fast. So instead of a hopeful week, then you're into months.
Well, he said that Ben could be an option. If he's cleared to go, will you put him? Is your intention to put him?
We'll have a long conversation about that today, Sarah.
Send
you a text after. We'll just.
Do you need to see something from Julian Melchiori for him to get in, or is he just being kept as?
Julian's been sick for 2 days. He's not going in. He's barely making it around the locker room now, but he's past throwing up, so he wanted to skate today.
And your third pairing, is there something, I guess, how would you describe them? You didn't use them a lot in the third period. They only got one shift.
When we're chasing a game, they won't get much ice time. The other four guys have more offense in their game.
Do you need to see more from that third pairing?
Paul has had stretches of his game this year, I think, that have been solid would be a fair word for him. And Mark, I think, is making the adjustments that he can. It's a tough thing that we've done for him to leave him out as long, so he's just kind of trying to go into hold water. We've been reasonably good at that, fairly close to being plus players.